Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more. For the new year, NetSuite has a new financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/wallstreet.
This is your tech news briefing for Wednesday, February 16th. I'm Zoe Thomas for the Wall Street Journal. If you thought the time between when you place your order on a delivery app like DoorDash or Uber Eats and when it gets delivered was important to you, well, it may be even more important to the delivery companies. As competition in the delivery space grows and local regulators scrutinize the commissions charged to restaurants, increasing efficiency may be the best way for apps to keep down costs. On today's show, reporter Preeti Khurana, who covers the delivery app market, joins us to discuss how DoorDash is handling these issues and what the challenges mean for the wider delivery market. That's after these headlines. General Motors says it'll restart production of its electric car, the Chevy Bolt, after fixing a battery defect that led to more than a dozen car fires. GM stopped building the Bolt and a new SUV version last summer, while it worked to address the fires with its battery supplier, LG. The company says production will resume in April, with cars shipped to dealerships and customers shortly after. GM has pegged its future to the EV market with plans to introduce a dozen new electric cars. Those will be built using a new battery system and chemistry that's different from that of the Bolt. Intel is buying an Israeli chip company, Tower Semiconductor, for nearly $6 billion. Tower makes chips and circuits used in everything from cars and consumer products to medical and industrial equipment. The deal is part of Intel's ongoing ambition to expand its semiconductor manufacturing operations. And starting today, you can buy your ticket to space with Virgin Galactic. That is if you have $450,000 to spend. The first 1,000 customers are expected to launch later this year from New Mexico's Spaceport America. The trips to suborbital space will last about an hour and a half, giving passengers a few minutes in zero gravity before heading back to Earth. All right, coming up, did your delivery order arrive late? And were the fries missing? Who should pay for those mistakes? We'll discuss after the break.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time while staying ahead of your competition. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite. For the new year, NetSuite has a new financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/wallstreet.
Later today, DoorDash will release its full-year earnings for 2021. It comes just days after fast food giant McDonald's asked its franchisees to agree to a new deal with DoorDash, one that includes charges if delivery drivers are kept waiting for food. DoorDash and other delivery apps boomed during the early part of the pandemic, and demand has remained strong even as restaurants and other areas of life have reopened. But amid continued and heated competition, many delivery apps are looking for ways to shave delivery times and costs to stay ahead. Joining us to discuss this is our tech reporter, Preeti Khurana. Preeti, thanks so much for coming back on the show.
My pleasure.
So let's start with this news about changes to the deal between DoorDash and McDonald's. Why did the company agree to these shifts?
So it's a really smart deal if you think about it. And these negotiations happen over months and months where McDonald's comes to the table to say, hey, we think this is fair for us. And then DoorDash comes to the table to say, hey, we think this is what we deserve. So what's essentially happening is that DoorDash agreed to lower its overall base commission on McDonald's orders. But what it said was, hey, so we're giving you something. We're agreeing to lower our rate overall, but in cases where orders are slow or the restaurant makes errors fulfilling orders and that impacts our bottom line, you guys have to give here. So what's happening is the overall base rate goes down, but if restaurants are late in fulfilling the order and keep the drivers waiting, then the rates start to climb. So what's happening here is that McDonald's benefits from a lower rate overall if it fulfills the order in time. And in cases where the orders are late and customers complain and DoorDash has to give the refunds, DoorDash is in a way protecting its bottom line and is optimizing for efficiency. Because remember, in this business, in delivery, time is money. So if the driver is waiting around for 10 minutes for one McDonald's order, that's one less order that he could have carried. And that has a direct impact on DoorDash.
And these are commissions that McDonald's would have paid to DoorDash for deliveries, right? And if they're waiting around, those commission fees are going to be higher for McDonald's to pay out. I mean, have we ever seen something like this before, an agreement based on wait times?
No, this is absolutely brand new. And Uber also renegotiated its terms with McDonald's. And what's interesting is that Uber doesn't have these commissions based on wait time. So what we've seen is, because DoorDash is the market leader in delivery, it often dictates the terms for the industry, and then the competition follows.
You mentioned that DoorDash is the leader in food delivery, but I wonder how much leverage, you know, a restaurant chain like McDonald's has when they're dealing with these delivery apps.
McDonald's has a lot of say as well. I mean, it's one of the biggest fast food chains in the world, and DoorDash definitely wants to be on their good side, given that they drive a lot of sales for these apps. So, you know, it's kind of like a give and take. We were told that these negotiations happened over months and months. Both DoorDash and McDonald's have not said anything about the new terms publicly. So this came from documents that we reviewed. And in a way, it's kind of a win-win where everyone's happy. DoorDash, the driver, the customer, and McDonald's, if the customer is happy with the experience and goes back to McDonald's for more deliveries.
I wonder about the franchisees, though, and, you know, the restaurant industry generally. I mean, the sector is under a lot of pressure, from staffing shortages to supply chain issues, and delivery itself can put restaurants under a lot of issues. So what does that mean for the individuals who own one of these McDonald's restaurants, or, you know, just for any restaurant that's working with DoorDash?
I think only time will tell how this plays out, because these new wait time commissions are set to go into effect next year. And what we briefly saw before Omicron was that delivery continued to remain elevated, but restaurants had reopened and people were dining out again. Meanwhile, there's a nationwide, you know, labor shortage, and restaurants are struggling with staffing. So that is something that, you know, we were told that some McDonald's franchisees were concerned about how that'll all play out, given they're short on staffing right now. And if they're overwhelmed with customers, you know, at the stores or at drive-thrus, yeah, what happens to delivery? So it remains to be seen how this actually pans out.
You know, there is more competition in the delivery app space. I wonder how large players like DoorDash are handling the influx of delivery startups, particularly ones that are promising, you know, even faster delivery times.
Right. You know, we've seen competition in this space, but DoorDash continues to remain the market leader. So, of course, restaurants want to be where customers are. So, you know, while restaurants are exploring these new options as well, they definitely can't say that we won't work with DoorDash or we won't work with Uber Eats, because it seems like, you know, customers are there and people aren't, you know, kicking the habit. Delivery continues to remain elevated. And what DoorDash and Uber are actually doing is that they're acknowledging that there is competition in this space, that there is now pushback from regulators, from restaurants on the commissions that they charge. And, you know, they have sort of changed their approach. So last year, what DoorDash did was that it started offering a sliding commission scale. So instead of taking a flat 30% of every order, for example, it told restaurants, hey, we'll now give you the option of choosing your own rate. So it rolled out a sliding commission rate. So restaurants can now choose to pay anywhere between 15% and 30% of the order. And then they get varying degrees of marketing and product support with it. So restaurants that want, you know, a lower commission rate and they say, okay, you know, we don't want DoorDash to market us or to promote us on the app, we'll take the lower rate. So it's interesting how the dynamics of this space are changing because everything has moved so fast during COVID. Customers have come on to delivery in record numbers. Restaurants have signed up in record numbers. And you've seen a shift that would have happened maybe in 5 years happen in just a few months.
And so later today, we're going to see DoorDash's results for 2021. Do you have a sense of what we should expect?
Yeah, I think from what analysts are expecting is that they expect delivery to remain elevated. You know, of course, the pace of growth will slow. So we're not going to see, you know, the breakneck pace of 2020. We're not going to see those levels of growth. But they're still expecting delivery to grow. And increasingly, you know, Uber and DoorDash are also diversifying beyond food. Food delivery is a very low margins business. So the apps are not making money delivering a $15 burrito. They increasingly have to push up customers' average order sizes in order to make money on that because the labor costs are the same, whether you're delivering a $15 burrito or, you know, $100 order. So what Uber and DoorDash have started doing is that they've started delivering everything from groceries to alcohol to medicines to flowers to you name it. It's kind of a play to push up customers' average delivery values. And that's how apps think they're going to make money.
All right, that's WSJ reporter Preeti Gharana. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Zoe.
And that's it for today's tech news briefing. If you want more tech stories, check out our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please rate and review it. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for your interest in the WSJ podcasts from The Wall Street Journal. We're always looking to improve, and we're interested in hearing your opinions. Please go to wsj.com/survey and take a survey that will help us bring you more of the content you're looking for. Thank you for your time and support.